Meifesh Lishi, v'meifes Baruch Yev Torah Mashayim. So he's talking here about Torah Min HaShemayim. He's talking about proofs. Lemaisa, these are not proofs in a way that would speak to our generation. These are not proofs that you can pull out and use in our, it's not that type of proof, and not for our generation. But they are important to understand. It's like he's saying, this is where we see it as Torah Min HaShemayim. In other words, L'mainaf Gemina. What is, in Torah as being Torah Min HaShemayim, what's the Nekuda about it? So these mofsim, which are means proofs, are valuable for that. Meifesh Lishi v'meifesh bar chi of Torah Min HaShemayim. This is that there has to be a Torah Min HaShemayim. V'zeh, ki roish afris tevel hu ha'adam, v'shul nivra ha'koyl. Adam is the tachlis of the Bria. V'tzorech shia Adam shu roish b'tachtoinim, misura tasir z'borch shu ilas ha'koyl. Shem loiken ye Adam v'atzme misulik z'borch roish b'tachtoinim, v'shem z'borch shu loike b'al-yoyim. So he says the following approach. All balechayim are not Roish, in any sense of the word. And when it says that a lion is a melech shebechayis, it's an expression. The lion doesn't sit down and ask himself, how am I going to count chayis? When he's hungry, he goes and finds the first chay and eats it, and that's it. There's nothing there that is a, that we would say is sort of a ki'ilum, that he wants to be melech, sholet. So there's nothing in a lion or in a shayr that is the melech in behemoth that we would say is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there is nothing, the metzias of melucha and malchus does not exist in the Bria. Adam has the concept of malchus, and he wants to be shaylet, and he is shaylet. And if you had malchus in the Bria that doesn't have a direct link to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have two rishuyas in the Bria. You have rishus Adam and rishus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stronger, but just like when you have two countries, you have France and Holland. So France and Holland, each one is a sovereign nation. Each one has nothing above it. Now, it could be France could clobber Holland and dictate it what to do, but it's not Malchus Memshala automatically. And therefore, in the world, the highest authority is a sovereign government. If Adam was sovereign and the Metzias of Adam wasn't there as a makabel of Pekudas from Hashem Yisbarach, then his Metzias would be a sort of Shnias HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just a question of who's stronger, who's big, and so on. V'shem loikin y'odim v'atzim misulik Hashem Yisbarach hu roish b'tachtonik v'Hashem Yisbarach loik ha'bel yoinim. Ela she'tzorach ha'taloy ma'ashe mekabel adem gzeir se'ilo hi'atoy min ha'shamayim shu lo'oil ha'la Adam. So once again, this argument will obviously not convince somebody who's not a believer. This is not this argument of Torah Min HaShemayim is not there to sort of help you believe if you don't believe. But it's trying to explain to me that the Metzias of Torah Min HaShemayim is not a mikra. One of the nekudas that the people who speak about Ikrim is everything, a person who you believe everything there is true. So if somebody says that Moshe Rabbeinu's wife's name was not Zipporah, but it was Cynthia, he's a kaifer. You have to believe because it says in the Torah. But it's not an Ikr because nothing else stands on it. Nothing else. So an Amunah Rabbeinu Shalom, we understand, is an Ikr. Most, the Rambam's mahalach is that most of the other things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that has no guf, that is echad and so on, are all full outs. If we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, it cannot be there's another and so on and so forth. Torah, we could see it as another nekuda, but it's always, the more you can reduce echad, b'chavakak v'midah al-achas, to try to understand that everything, it's not 13 individual ikrim, but they all, each one is really a taitsa of the other one to some degree, is a mila. And therefore, it's a mile in terms of the integrity of the internal structure of it. That if there's a Ribbono Shel Olam and he's Hakoil, then the only way they could be a Bria of Adam who has Bechira and who's Moilach HaMoishel is as a servant, not as an independent authority. So LaMoshel, no country would tolerate people who would go around and just barge into other people's doors and take what they want. That would be a lawless country. There'd be no country. But if this person is a policeman and by law is going in certain cases to take the evidence that he needs to arrest people, then it's okay because at the end of the day, he's doing it by me bequeathing authority on him. So since Adam is the only Baal Bechira, that's sovereignty. In other words, every Baal Chai is only a result of whatever he's been programmed to do. Masha'ein kein Adam, his Atzmius is Bechira, and therefore you would have a stira to Rishus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you had him independent. Maybe you're going to counter and tell me, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give him a zetz if he wants to, and could take away his bechira, and could do whatever he wants, maybe that's called that it's not its own rishus. He's saying even in this nekuda of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could overpower you, that's your body. That has nothing to do with the atzmius of your self. If there wouldn't be Torah, so that means the power HaKadosh Baruch Hu has over us is not different than the power he has over a cow. He can kill a cow, he can make a cow live. He can make a cow sick, he can make a cow better. So mitzad, the nekud of Adam, there's no shiltan on him. There's a shiltan on my body. So there has to be a specific shiltan on his nekudas abchir of asiya, and that is that nekuda of Torah and Tzivui. L'chein, kasher hu ben yud gimel shana, sha'oz adam bal seichel v'das, v'u bal maisim, nitztave v'u tas v'shus yom tzatzer. So the reason why we become mitzuvah at the age of 13 is not only because, well, he won't get it, he won't understand it, we can't punish him. There's no, the shiltern of Torah is chal on a person that's shayach to be nishlat. And this is something that's not shayach to if he's not a bar das, then just the fact that you can boss him around, that's not Torah. It's much deeper than the fact is we can't hold him accountable, we can't think he'll do it or not, we can't punish him. It means that tzivui has to be chal on the bria that needs a tzivuyim. And if somebody's not a bar das, then full that age is still a biological entity. He's not an entity of Adam. Obula yoimem kol zar abchiri ba'adam la'as etzoyne kashe yirtze. Ein ze shayla. Ki dove ze mitzare yeitze sheboi. Ukwar amarnu ki gufoi sheboi yitzre hu tach se ilo la misu laf sidoi, bezeh mishtov kan avroim. Amar shu tach se shu se ilo mitzat shu odom sichli, hi ef shu loy mekein rak mitzat she gozal odom gzeyos mitzvoisov, lefikach molvad ki atoy ben shmaim hu mevur betoy vade nevim biu chacham chachmosam chol boy oilam ki atoy ben shmaim be moifes chaytech mashes bay besamach ve'dvar shamanu Okay, so and he's gonna, but let's talk about this point over here. When he says that even after Torah, we're independent to do what we want to do, but that is, he says, Bechira works as follows: the chelik of Adam, that's called Adam, really has three chalakim, in terms of nefesh that we can relate to. There's a guf, there's a guf, there's a seichel, and then there is, in the lashonis of Chachamim, there's nefesh, ruach, and neshama, where the nefesh corresponds to what we call guf. It's the physical drives that drive a person. The neshama is a chelek al-kayim imal, and the ruach is the one that goes from A to B to C and so on. It keeps wavering back and forth, trying to figure out who you are. Ruach is where you identify yourself. And that's what Bechira is. So Bechira is not one nekuda that can be this or this. A person has two halak himself. The part myself, it's just like when you deal sometimes with a teenager, especially it's a boilet. You look at the teenager and you say, you know, there's a piece of him that is toiv, and there's a part of him that's wild or whatever it is, and I understand it as two pieces. So the part of the Adam that's seichel or neshama, whichever one of the shayins you want to use, identifies with Torah of Gzeirus HaGesparach. The bechira is not because that itself is, it makes it, when I decide to do toiv, let's think it through a minute. When I take a kid, and let's take a teenager, who has to decide between sitting and learning or smoking pot, and he's wavering back and forth. When he makes the decision to sit and learn, and now he's thinking especially learning, he doesn't think of it, well, you know, there were two choices, and I've chosen this. He thinks this is right, and I had a strong impulse, drive, Yetzirah, pushing me away. When a person does good, he's not typhus. That the pshat is, it's still one of two choices. Like, let's have, I have a choice I could have made now, chocolate cake or vanilla cake. So I have to pick chocolate cake. It's not the pshat is, I think now that I'm Baal Bechira, I'm choosing to do it. But good and bad, once a person identifies with good, then he understands that the bad was not him. It was something else in him that was pulling in a different direction. Toiv, a person identifies toiv as toiv. And that's where it snaps into place. He says, he's going to bring later a chazal like this. Even if you do what's right, but you do it because you think it's right, you think it's neat, it's cool to do it, it's kedai to do it, whatever it is, then you still are not, that's not called, you're under the rishus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why if a person's mekabel, if a person does all the mitzvahs, and a goy that's mekabel mitzvahs, because he thinks they're correct and they're good, that's not called Kabbalah's mitzvahs. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about being mekabel. It's fascinating. There's a new mishigas today. It's called offer practice in America. It's a shita that taines that Yiddishkeit is about doing things. Whatever you believe, it's fine. It could be kaif beker, but as long as you do what the halacha says, you're an upstanding Orthodox Jew. That's the way they define it. They talk about it. It's the head you're missing, the ikachos mana sefer. It's doing things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavah. That's the atzmius of Torah, atzmius of mitzvahs. And then he brings this as the pshat. Vizel ikar pirush mashom chazal shekof alem Hashem yisparach har kegiges v'om lehem im atem mekam atorim mutav v'im lav shan dikvaraschem. Adam.
Shabazil or her legamitas or shusa ila. The other is a roy mitzat sikhoshetas or shusa ila at shia oilum echod legamri. The efsha shia zerak big zeer bechreach. The dovers of moifis borrow the term of shmaim shefsha bloise as their other misurtas ila of those of savikos in the Torah. So he says the understanding of Kofalim Haki Gigas, even though they already were Makabal Baratzen, because they needed to be Makabalit as Hechreach and not as choice. Let's go back to the Mashal. When I'm sitting at a table and I'm choosing between chocolate and vanilla, that's a choice. And even after I've eaten the chocolate, I say that I chose chocolate because I like it. So I ate it because it's something I want to eat, and that's it. When I'm not well, I'm sick, and a doctor tells me you must stay away from X or Y or Z, or you must eat A, B, or C, then I'm eating it because I must. The word echreach is not so much that I'm being forced into it, but I'm doing something that be'etzem is right. Be'etzem, the mitzias of my chius is totally on not eating the fat. When I'm choosing to do things I like more, I don't like one or whatever it is, it's a choice at the end also. If Torah would have been something we were mekabel nasa nishma, it's wonderful, but it goes into the categories of hobbies, beliefs, subscribing to different systems. It goes into a category of things that are not a metzias. Kofalim Hagigis means we perceive Torah as a chreach. This is the only thing that works. And this is emes, and this is toiv. And it's not because I'm doing it now because I enjoy this derech hachayim more than this derech hachayim. I understand this to be, this is Surah's Adam Batsim. V'lchein omer peik nigma din omer vacha, shtema se shores havayoyim. So there's a strange chazal over here that maps out a diary of the day that Adam was created. Shor rishoyna hutzpa afroi, shniya nasa goylam. Shlish is nim tchayvarim. Revi is nizik boi neshama. Hamish is omar oraglo. Shish is kor ha-shemes. Shmi is nav loy chava. Shmi is ol amita shnayim yod arba. Chi is netztava. Asiri is sorach. Achad asa nidin. Shtei mesa nitev olach loy. Shnema odem bikor ba yod. Nim shkir nistin. Wow. Well, this is like a packed schedule. That's, even Josh doesn't manage to get so much done in one day. So, sure, sorry. The Maral explains, and this is, I just want to go off a second. There's so many agadatis that it's so clear. The question to believe this Chazal is literal or not, what does it mean if it's literal? What does it mean? What does it mean? I mean, it's like, first of all, this is like, you ever see, you take a long movie and you go and you zip it forward like real, real quick? I mean, what is
time
this?
Lapse.
What?
It's called a time lapse.
Yeah, I saw it. I was once at a shul. They had a dinner celebrating the binyan they finally built. And some people have hobbies. He went up every single day on his roof and took a picture of the construction for 2 years. And then they put it together. And in less than 5 minutes, they built the entire binyan. It was like, you know, the is that, and it really, it was cute, you know, it was cute. But, so what is this? What is this? What kind of thing is this? The answer is, Chazal will tell you something. And Chazal use a certain language. And this is where the Maral comes in. In my mind, if a person remains with this lush of this Chazal, the way it is, so what happens is, and somebody hammers into you that the Chazal said it has to be this way. So either you become an Epicurus, or a quiet Epicurus, or you believe things that just don't make any sense. The question is not, is it possible? Is it? Of course it's possible. But what is this? What is this exactly? So Chazal, the Lashon of Agada is a Lashon that is made to convey a message through a picture. And just like if somebody will laugh at poetry and say, the trees are whispering to each other, ha, ha, ha. You ever heard a tree talk? Okay, if you're flat, that's it. There's a language. There's a language that conveys messages that are incredibly beautiful. And this message you couldn't convey other than that. And this is the Maral's core his sweep of Chazal, and to take each Chazal and to explain it in a way that a Bar Das sees what Chazal tried to say. Let's stop a second. The first yesod is, why did it take 12 hours for the time lapse, for that whole sweep of time? 12 hours is the zman, entire zman of a day, which is the time of existence, of action, etc. The metzias of Adam, the Maral says in many places, the metzias of Adam vis-a-vis Balechayim is koil versus prat. Every animal has one location it lives in, one climate, one food, one thing, and it's in its stuck in its. A polar bear has to live in the polar climate and has to eat, I don't know, seals or salmons or whatever they eat, and v'chulu. It can't live anywhere else. It can't do anything else. Adam lives everywhere, anywhere, and he can live everywhere. He can adapt to anything and everywhere, and he is everywhere. And the answer is, because Adam, that's the Bria of Adam. It's a reflection. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Koil, like we said before, and Malachim are Pratim. Adam is a parallel to that of being Koil. So just like Adam includes himself every tuna, Adam can fly, he can swim, he can go underground, underwater, he can do anything. That's his ability. He's able to do the things that every other thing can do in the Bria. And we learn from it. So here also, everything was Adam spanned the entire day, because just like it says, like Hashem Baruch Hu took Earth from four corners of the world, meaning that he encompassed the entire world. He gave him the span of the day. So a day also has chalakim, and each chalak is as a yichud to it. And Adam was koil everything. The Laila not. So at the night, in a night which is a time of heder, of non-existence, non-functioning, non-production, the chelik of Adam doesn't exist. So no chelik of Adam, or the chelik of no Adam, is connected to Laila, and the chelik of everything that does exist is connected to Yoin. The Omar. What is the Hutz Bar Afrei? Ki kol dover yesh le choyme muchan le kabel atzura. Ki ein kol choyme muchan le kabel. Vina madrega shayna le mucha choyme muchan. Vizeh shama shor shayna Hutz Bar Afrei. Ka tseve ha ofa ha mechan dover le kabel mashir tzalasis. So the first thing is that the choyme itself was choyme that was possible to be able to be kabbal to Sadam. Let's talk about this a moment or two. When we speak about the yichud of Adam, that Adam is a medaber, even kipshutei, Adam has many different inyanim, that the panim of a person that is so expressive, lumos obal chayim, it is one of the things, Balechayim's faces have nowhere near the expression of Adam. So Adam's physical guf has properties that allow it to be an appropriate vehicle for things, for neshama. The fact that we go become a skufa, the fact that we have the kalim for dibur, with the fact that we have a panim that's able to convey subtleties of expression in a way that no Baal Chai can do, and so on. That means the chaymer of Adam is also current. We have a thumb to be able to do lumdus with. That's also a chelik of the guf. Then he says, Shosh lishis nimtechwe varav. Ki echad acha murkav huat semeach huis pashtus vaygi. Sorry, Shosh lishis goylum. Pirish ha-madrega be-sheishloi she-kibol ha-choyme his-mazgus v'zeh ha-madrega shniya o-le-fikuch omad sh'nasa goylum so-le-ma his-mazgus she-kibol ha-ofer v'yamurkav. So from offer it now became it began to receive other tchunis in it. It began to connect to other halakim, and that is the b'china of goylom. Goylom is it's when you have the inyanim that are ready to be made into it, like we speak today about raw materials as chomer gelom. So you have the muscle, the metal that you can make a car out of it. It's waiting for the car to be made out of it, and it's not there yet. So the first koyach in the bria that's not the first koyach in the bria that is not inert and that is animate to some degree is the koyach hatzmicha. Growing things, plant life, has tzmicha to it. That defines it as living. It changes its shape. It doesn't move anywhere, but it changes itself. So nimtu revarv means the koyach hatzmicha was put into Adam, and Adam can now change. And that's the next. So internally, we have the ability to begin to change. Shoravias nizik by neshama hu achiyuni. Hachamishis omar aragav. Does that matter? Hachamishis. So he says the neshama we're talking about here is a animal life. It doesn't mean the neshama as we understand it. Now, dovas of neshamishes ke'elam adregas ha'alam adregas ha'goylam huchetimotzi b'doimim semeach is semeach b'choldav v'sheshat smicha and achiyun is balchai aval dovas eshe omar al raglov lo'tim tzirak ba'adam omar al raglov is only shayach to Adam. So he says over here, the musig of going became a skufa means the malchus of Adam on the bria. In other words, when I go like this, I'm only involved in myself. In other words, when my panim a balchai that walks at the panim lamata means that a balchai exists within itself. Like we said before, there's no concept of malchus in an animal. You have some mini format, you know, a brood or whatever. But it's not a real sense of malchus, where there's a desire to have everything go in a certain way, in a certain idea, and so on. For that to happen, I need to pick myself up and face this way. My scope of things have to be shayach to round and about. You have sometimes people, you know, when you want to define sometimes a big person and a small person. A small person, Reb Chaim Shlavitz used to get annoyed at certain people. And he used to say that he belongs on the Etzes Ketani HaTaira. That was an expression of his. It doesn't mean necessarily, even talking about learning, whatever. There's a person whose scope is small. He doesn't have a big scope, so it's what Sius is. So having to get here, what he's doing is that a person who's malchustic is has a scope, and koymes skufa is the shilton on the bria, the kolayusa. It's interesting. It starts also in Tzuras Adam himself, but when an animal is walking on all four, the head is equivalent to the tail. The tail's job is to swat away flies. The eye's job is to see where to go. But there's no real difference between them. They can't say one is a higher magic than the other because the entire animal is concerned with getting from point A to point B and eating. There's nothing, there's no chshivas. The das of Adam, which is above and beyond physical needs, it's a world of its own, sits on top and it's shalit, should be shalit on the Adam. So the shulton of the das and the koymes skufa is expressed on the person, and it's expressed on everything else around. The person looks around and sees what's around him, what can be done, what and so on and so forth.
Adam has a Klemis Kufa before he has a Das. He didn't have Das yet. He just has a Nefesh HaBahamas.
Fine, but so he says that this is the Das. This is where Adam had it. This is because the next one is Kara Shemus, which certainly means he had Das. So the Klemis Kufa means he was given that Nekuda that makes him a Melech, which is Das. That's what we expect. But it's more klapi the balachai. If you go balachai ochutz kufin k'mo evet shukafei amelach, v'adam levar oim beskifa. Yesh b'ze oidvor mufloim b'tzuras yesh yiskufa v'akol niros asha oma chov v'adam shiv b'tzom lakim v'nispa b'chi b'derach ha'chaim. Ayin shom. Kol adobah. Ki ma asha hoilach b'koim beskufu m'yuchad l'adam ma'losa yesh ha'balachayim. So now we've gone from being doimim, tzemeach, chai, and Surus Adam the way we have it. Shoshish is Koreshemis, Dovazer Madrega Yoisal Yoinov Vasechel Shekona. Ki Krias Hashemis Meres ala Chachma Vedas, Shoshem Sparch by Likor Shemis, Vesophic Asechel Haze Madrega Recephus. Let's talk about this also, maybe a little bit different, he says, but not quite. What is the description of an object? How do I label an object? So imagine I have in the house I have a dryer. So the housewife says this is a place to dry clothing. A kid likes, he's an age where he loves to slam the door, pressing the button, and it starts making a noise. For him, it's a wonderful toy. It's a very, very good toy. It makes noise, it lets out steam, so on and so forth. A yeshiva bach in Dira days bakes his pizza in it one night, and the other night he does his hamburgers. So that's it's a very, very convenient oven. So what is this chayfetz? Depending on who owns the chayfetz, the Shinui Hashem in a chayfetz it needs bailam. A non-bailam, a shinui in the object itself, whoever makes the shinui. If I take the wood and I build a table, that I'm shana. Shinui Hashem is trickier because to make a decision that this is now going to be a bed and not a table, that requires bailas for that. A shinui Hashem is so whoever decides what this object is. So if I'm the adult and I decide a dryer is a dryer in the clothing, it's a dryer. If someone else is running the household, it is whatever. So Kriya Shem is a certain beginning of Malchus on the Bria. And that's why, and by the way, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, what's my name? And he said, in other words, since Leiba Shemayim Hi, and the Bria Tachtoin is given over to Adam, the Kvi Hashem of the Adam will become now the Kvi Hashem that Adam is Tefes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Within this world, Adam is the right name. Shvius is Davgo Lechava. Dovah Zeh Madreg Yosef says, Yisholim Zivuk V'Hashlemos Et Shodom Megamri. Shekach Omru Kol Shein Le'isha In Adam. V'Dovah Zeh Enka Mekoymai. Aval Dovah Bor Ke Adam Yisraeli Nechshav Adam Sholem Ke Ein Adam Yisrael Nechshav Adam Sholem Le'isha. So everything in the Bria itself has to be, you know, it's the higher Bria, Zecha Nekeva, that's the Shlemus Adam. Therefore, the Hashlemus Adam is the Tzuras. Every Adam is Nivra Chase Be'etzim. That's inherent in the Bria's Adam. And being master himself is that. Shoshminus Olam Mito Shnai V'yoda Arba, Upir V'rivya, Shadavaza Be'in Sofik Madreg, Nishavs the Adam, Ke Adam Uprati Be'atzim Be'vadma, So he says, Adam has now become bigger than himself through Peri Verivya. So being Shailed on the world is one darga, but actually becoming the Metzias, that all my Tzatzoyim are my Metzias, that's a bigger spreading out. So she is Nitztave. So So we now have the shleimus of Adam. So we started from the domem tzomeach chai Adam tzus Adam tzus Adam as a shelet moish on the bria tzus Adam as being mishtalim through Chava tzus Adam as becoming humanity. The Adam becomes a klal of human, and at this point where Adam reaches his peak, he's now mischamet Ribbono Shel'Olam through tzivuya. So it's interesting. He says Chias is the time when the Samig is on that. I mean, Lachor, it's Chatzos. I'm not sure. It's possible because until Chias, it's not so Nika yet. The sun is still very bright, and we begin to see a going down from Chias. So the Asiris is when things begin to go downhill. Every Adam is chasav etzim, and this the Maral says in many places it's not a chisorim it's a kadosh baruch hu, but a nivra is chaser. By definition, if I say that he's a nivra, it means he's of a kadosh baruch hu, but not a kadosh baruch hu. So since a kadosh baruch hu shleimus, by definition, anything that's of a kadosh baruch hu, that is not a kadosh baruch hu, is not shalim. So this is a very, very difficult nekuda. It's an important nekuda. The Gemara says a person is not oimid al dvar halacha ala imkei nichshal ba. Every person learns through his mistakes, and much of toiv that a person is because of what he went through. Chazal went through Mitzrayim. They went through difficult periods, they came out mechuzik because of the nefila they had and the yirida they had and the coming back. Klal Yisrael through history, we confronted a lot of different issues. Every time we confronted something, we were decimated and fell. And after every nefila, we came back again. The Velt says, you know, Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vikom, not despite the fact that he fell, but because he fell. It's a delicate point. Now I'll explain to you why. Because that sounds like a person should try to do Averis. Because if they have Averis, the tshuva is much bigger, and, you know, and everything comes back. Chas v'shalom, a person who's oime echtev ashuv, we don't give a tshuva. But when a person is nichshal, it's megala and a chisor in a person. It's just like Moshe Ma'adav Adoyma. If they suspect that a person's heart is not doing well, so you take a stress test. You get on a treadmill, they attach the electrodes to you, and they tell you to start running. If it looks good, they keep pushing it up until the cardiogram begins to look not so good, and then they stop it. Because that indicated what happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every person has chisaron. The question is, when does it come to light? Part of Hashgacha is to bring out the best in the person, which means like HaKadosh Baruch Hu will keep throwing curveballs until you don't think and hit it. And you know that at that point is where you need tikkun. And therefore, the nichshal and the din is part of, it's like, okay, if at 3 miles an hour is where your heart begins to fail, we now must do X, Y, and Z. That's the big mahalach of chisaron and tikkun and so on. So what the Maral is pointing out is that the Adam sinned and that the Adam was nidoin are part of his bria. In these 12 hours, these are 12 hours of formation. So this was built into the system. If you want to have an, you know, you have an, in a school, in some sort of organization, you'll have a drill of what happens when somebody comes with a gun, or somebody shoots, or somebody a bomb, or whatever it is. You create a problem, and then watch reactions. And then and that's part of the hashlam of it, is to see it. I don't know if they do it today. In the old days in Yerushalayim, they used to build, so when they finished the floor, they would pile on bags of sand, and put a weight and see if the floor collapses or not. I'm not sure what they did if it did collapse, but Al Kaponim, that was supposed to be the proper. You know, I think somebody told me that in Ger, the old Ger, that it collapsed. I don't know. Said they piled on the sandbags and it did collapse. I wasn't around when they built it, obviously, but Al Kaponim, Chet and Din are part of Metzias HaAdam. In this world, the possibility of Tikkun, the idea that there'll always be chisarin. Now, Ashrei Adam, who learns Musa, and he analyzes himself, he says, I'm deficient in X and Y and Z, so I'm going to start working on it. And I guess at my chisarin from my insight into myself, and I can do the tikkun before I'm nichshel. That is an ideal. But the point is, every person has chisarin. Identifying it usually happens by some nisoyen, by some event, by something, and that's how we come around it. B'shneimasa nitchat v'holach loy achshe nid nitchat mimalosa shoyle mikoydem nisho imir al madrege p'chusimenu shoylech mishoyle odno shubal chet v'zeh shesal besoif n'tul achse yamin. Harebiru chazal b'chochmosom ki tekev v'miyad b'briyas ha'odom y'efshe sh'yitztav ha'odom katsivu min Hashem esbaruch nimshach l'briya. Cain Roy, so he's just, so this is very typical of Maral. This is always, I mean, for those of you who've been learning for all the time, you've seen it all the time. He wants to bring one point that is Chazal, but every time he brings a Chazal, he'll take the whole Chazal and explain it from A to Z. And I think it's Kavan, there's some place he wrote it, I don't remember where, but I remember seeing it. He wrote, it's like at the end of one Chelik of Hashem, he writes that, I did this to be mevaya the chachamim and so on and so forth. His kavana in the sefarim, in the big picture, is to give a whole different insight into Chazal. And therefore, even though he's speaking about the topic of Matan Torah, once he brings this Chazal in, he'll explain it from beginning to the end. This is very typical. So now he says, since we gave 2 points as to why a person needs Torah, we're now going to understand why Aseres HaDibros is different. What's an Aseres HaDibros unique as opposed to everything else? V'zeh. K'aseres HaDibros em kabolos malchus yisbaruch ha-de'ilo mitzis ha-odom oimet ha-sushus ha-ilo o'lefiko k'suv ma'aseres HaDibros ha-shnei luchus ha-atzmon v'niku luchus ha-bir shekolos malchus ha-i v'aschalos ha-nech ha-shem alakecha lo'yma ki hu yisbaruch malkom v'achar ka gozik zeyros ha-v'yisok ma'a shisbaruch kol ba'erot ma'oid u'be'ilo aseres ha-dorish kabolos gzeyros ha-ilo olo shatur la-shlamos ha-gim shisbaruch ha-kam ba'erot. So he says the following chaluka. Those 10 chiyuvim are analogous to Zayim Yisrael. Those are the 10 basic chiyuvim that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is shaylit on everything. And then the other ones are there to be mashlim yourself, klapi as an Adam. I want to add a side point to this. It's a little bit, take more time than usual, but you can't shut it off. So I have the, you know, you don't have an off button here. The Goyen says, it's a Goyen Shashir. The Goyen says that he says Yerushalayim is Pechinas Zohar and Beis HaMikdash is Pechinas Nekeva. And that's why there's a Shini Lashon and a Pasuk. I don't remember the exact Pasuk between Hara Toiv maybe and Halavonai. That's, but it says this is Zohar and this is Pchinas Nekeva. What does that mean? Yerushalayim is Pchinas Socher, and that's Pchinas Nekeva, and his Maram is in the Pasuk. Does not mask be more than that. So it means as follows. Imagine there's a woman who's very accomplished, and she works at being accomplished. She's studying some discipline. She is making herself attractive. V'chulu, v'chulu. And one possible rutzen for that could be the rutzen to be chashiv. In whatever field the person wants, to be very, very chashiv and so on. A second possibility is that she wants to be able to shtel tzu to her husband is very chashiv. So she's made herself very chashiv for a husband's very chashiv. When we ask ourselves in the world of mitzvahs, is the matara to make us chashiv special better, or is the matara to be davar HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is the two have to come together. In other words, if I'm learning Torah to be very chashiv, that makes me very smart, makes me very nice, makes me a very good person, because I like to be an Adam Gadol. So that's about me. It's got nothing to do with Ribbono Shel'olam. On the other hand, if I say Ribbono Shel'olam, I'm good for nothing, I'm your Evet, but I'm a good for nothing. I live up to being a good for nothing. So thank you. It's like saying a woman saying, I want to be totally bottled with my husband, and therefore I don't see what the problem is that I should be chashev. Goldstein is a very chashev person. I'm Mrs. Goldstein, so I'm Mrs. very chashev. What's the problem? The answer is, what's a tzushtel of somebody who has no chashivas, somebody who's chashev? Yerushalayim is, the Rambam says that Yerushalayim is, the Beis HaMikdash has to be built in a mokum yadu, I think the Lashon is, in Yerushalayim, the Har Bayis, that's in Yerushalayim. The mokum in the Har Maria in Yerushalayim. If he's telling us a mokum during Har Maria, that's enough for the GPS. The coordinates of Har Maria are known coordinates. And if you don't know, telling you it's Yerushalayim is like a whole bunch more. So what's the two things? It's to build, and it's always mentioned, to build in Yerushalayim. The answer is, Yerushalayim is the spitz of Kal Yisrael's chashivas. It's the apex. It's the mokum gavoah. It's the tel shakol paynele. Now, that mokum miyuchad is the place to be mekabel the Ribbono Shel'olam's malchus. So just like the isha made herself chashiv so that she could be the isha of somebody who's still more chashiv. So in as much as we're dealing with my accomplishment, that's a p'chinas sachar. It's ke'ilu within myself, the chashivas. And the tachlis of that is to become the basis for something else. So the Adam that becomes a sholem through Torah is for the tachlis of becoming an eved ro'uy to be mekabel gzeirus hagzeira. They're not two separate goals. They be'etzem are come together. Finally, last piece in the Maral. V'oid yesh moifis. Hine kol ha'choykri midaitam v'sichlam kulam iskimu she'ev she'yus ra'k ke'asech she'odom she'yitzal ha'poyol asher kodem she'yizkul be'koyach v'yitzal ha'poyol ein davar zeh me'atzmoi. Ki im she'asech yitzal ha'poyol ad ya'asech ha'poyol she'u ma'ashpi ha'asech ma'ashidu medivreihem. Omnam, anachn tamir ha'shebeinu ha'sholem oimrim ka'ashem z'vach mo'yitzal ha'poyol ha'koyol lois se'chal ha'poyol she'daitam u'ech ma'avlochim. Soif soif haskamas hakol shasechla shubefoil moitza sech shodom shubekrechla poil vedovze protimin. Let's talk about this. Explain it first, then we'll go. This is a philosophical nakuda that Maral doesn't subscribe to. I'll just mention it briefly. It's something that's mentioned the Rambam a lot, and all those people. It's mucker is Aristotle, and they this was the thinking of the philosophers. I come up with an idea. I come up with some sort of idea about how the world runs. I come up with some sort of theory or whatever it is. Where does that come from? Where does it come from? That means the idea existed. So you have a theory in Echveis about time and space and physics. Where did it come from? So the way they understood it was there is the active intellect, the Sechel HaPoel. So it's ki'ilu, there is in the world these ideas and concepts, they exist in some sort of, pardon the pun, conceptual world. When my brain works, I'm a Kabbalist. So just like when I come in, I smell something, the reach is here and my nose gets it. When there's sound, my ears get it. When there's an idea, my seichel gets it. So the seichel apol was considered to be the ultimate active intellect. That's what it was called. The philosophers who bought into that idea called it metatron, called it malachim, called it all sorts of names that describe some stage between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. They took that idea as being Kaddish. Aristotle's ideas were considered to be science, and they said, Vaistois, this is this.
But the world of concepts.
What?
The world of concepts.
Yeah, this concept that there's a Seichel HaPoel, and every Haskalah is of that Seichel HaPoel. The Rambam uses that, and the Rambam sees it as a darga of a certain malach, and you know, that's what a malach is. It's an intermediate darga. It is not physical, it's not godly, it's something in between. Aristotle saw it as basically as a bio. So he says that the idea that Adam Seichel, where does Adam Seichel develop its ideas, its concepts, its understanding, its knowledge and everything? So developed taps and Seichel HaPoel. He doesn't like it, doesn't believe in it. So he says that there should be something that is in a certain realm a klolistic oitza mina kochla pol und da vezem eschay bekhiv goma kwisvach mashpia sechal kloli via toira she aspos a sech sechal klal bemashu klan so on so forth. So he's comparing it to an idea that's not current today, and he himself doesn't really subscribe to it, but his what he means is, and let's interpret it in something that can make sense to us. When a person is moral, it means that his senses are tapping into what? So he says, Torah is a metzias of toiv and ra, a description of toiv and ra, the ideas of what's toiv and what's ra. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, so when we understand toiv and ra, we're tapping into that world. That's the world we're tapping into when we say toiv and ra. That's what he means over here. That's another maifis. So again, all these maifisim, they're not proofs. They certainly won't convince others to believe in it. They don't even speak well to us. We don't think that way anymore. But they certainly two or three of them are ideas that give us a sense of what Torah and Hashemayah. So Torah and Hashemayah is not just Torah happened to come in Hashemayah. We ask ourselves, the author happened to be Rebbein Shemayah. Torah and Hashemayah means that the metzias of Rebbein Shemayah and the Bria is mechayev, a tzivui, a das, a hemshech, a kabbalas oil. All of these pratim are mechuyev mi'etzem, the nature of it. That's the point that he's making over here. Okay. Any points, questions? We can schmooze, whatever, whatever.
Is it possible that the Maharal was saying that these are rayas because once upon a time, everybody in the world believed that there's some spiritual something behind the Metzius. So once you believe that there's something, some spiritual clarifying the Metzius, it's not that hard to work out. It has to be like this, 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 and this. And for us nowadays, it's because science nowadays says lahadam.
Correct. The Rambam, you have to understand something. In the old days, people didn't believe that experimentation would give you the big understanding of the world. So it was ideas. Aristotle seemed to have the most comprehensive understanding of everything. He seemed to make a lot of sense in everything he said. So the Rambam accepted it as this is the default emes. Those places where the Torah says fakert, he's dead wrong. But Aristotle gave us, it's just like, for instance, today we'll use psychology terms, even when we're against it, but we'll speak about subconscious because that's a term that seems to us describe metzius, and we'll find it in 100 places in the Torah. We'll argue as to whether or not it's possible to get rid of a hashpah that you had, whatever it is. Psychologists might say X, you'll say Y, but you argue on their turf. Because we accept that psychologists have a good picture of what a person is like. They're wrong in some places, terribly wrong, and so on. But they're setting the agenda. In the old days, people felt that philosophy and science are one and the same. The metzius of the world, metzius of ideas is one and the same. And therefore, they didn't see a distinction. And they accepted, the Rambam accepted Aristotle as, I mean, the Akedah, he quotes him as the Chacham. And when he disagrees, he explains why, because Aristotle believed in X or didn't believe in Y, he's off on this one. But yes, that was the normal, that was the natural thing. And made a lot of sense conceptually. How did an idea pop into my head? Where's that idea coming from? So the understanding was, Ke'ilu, there's such a metzius around, and I tap into it. You know, that's a conceptual metzius.
What else makes the shishi is that because Adam is Rosh of the whole Bria, and the Rebbeinu has to be Shailit on that, so the Tzivui makes Rebbeinu be Shailit and then a Kula.
Right.
Here we use the Rosh. The fact that, let's say the fact that Rebbeinu programmed Adam to have a sense of right and wrong, which is something that behemoths don't have, that alone wouldn't have been enough to have Rebbeinu be Shailit on us. It had to be a Behedi to get Tzivui.
It's right and wrong is defined as such once there's a tzibui. In other words, before the Ribbono Shalom put into the Bria that Geneva and Gzela, etc., are wrong, it didn't exist. The putting it into the Bria means it was mitzave. The tzibui is the etzem sense of it. That's when it became a mitzias in the Bria. So that created, and it's not that created that some sense of it.
Yeah, I reminds me that there's...
What's your name? I'm sorry, the pictures I don't always...
My
so,
phone doesn't work, so it's a
convention. What's your name? Engel. Yeah.
You said that there's one part of the Torah...
There was Engel learned in the Mir once. Chaim Walkin's brother-in-law. No relation. Not that. Yeah.
But part of the Torah is the... You say with Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash, so then they're not really two goals. Really, one's a hechatimsa for the other.
Yes.
The goal of being mashlamas is a hechatimsa for the bittul.
Yeah, the pasuk, Yerushalayim yafyeich lemelech tein, give your beauty to a king. In other words, a person understands that by making himself a kli ro'i for Hashvas Hashchina, he's accomplishing the ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if I say stam, I like, you know, everybody likes to be chashev and good, and just that I'm smart enough to realize that it's in Torah and mitzvahs, then I'm using that kilo as afkar. That's lacking. It means that to be a kli roye for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need to bring that out myself.
Is there also the fact that then there's more to be mabatal?
You know, I don't think the bittul itself is not the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah is to be a noisei, except that if you're not mevatel yourself, you're not a noisei of the Rebbeinu Shalom's rotzen. The bittul, you know, it's again my chinuch is it's like kilo. There's a there's old mice where a rebbe was standing in a hot summer day with a spodik and a kapote, and somebody said, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm schwitzing the cover of Rebbeinu Shalom." They don't know if that, you know, his batlus is the hechatimtza for allowing something to be filled. So lamashal, if I take a kli and I empty it out completely, I can fill it with water. But the tachlis is always the filling it. So the more a person is an anav and a shuffle and so on, he's a kli machzik bracha. But he can be a kli masik. So in my mind, his batlus is so that one is filled by the other. one becomes a kli for something else.
That was like the pshat and Moshe. I mean, the Svarim say that Moshe was a asher and a chacham and a gibber and an honor. So they say that only because he had all that, he could be an honor. You can't be an honor if you're actually a nothing.
Well, first, even though, yes, sometimes people, because you'll find a lot of times people who feel they don't have something have a desperate need for recognition. But Anivus is where the tzushal is to something else. You're not thinking about yourself at all. It's just like, imagine when a person runs out to save somebody. So down deep, I think, wow, it's going to make the newspaper tomorrow. So-and-so ran out in the middle and saved and stabbed. And it's very chashev and it's good, but, you know, fine. Imagine somebody like Montan, the child is in danger and he runs out. Are they thinking at all about anything other than the child? The answer is no. I mean, that's another. Another means that the person's self is not operating now. It's the stuff where you feel I'm a nothing and a nobody and what am I? You know, I don't know. It's tachas. And I once described to somebody, you know, you have a basketball player. So, Baruch Hashem, they're not lacking in, they're not oversupplied midas hanover, then it's fine, it's wonderful. But when he's playing ball and there's a very tough game going on, he's thinking about nothing but the ball. He's not thinking about the pictures that are going to be, he's not thinking about anything. He's glued on the ball, on the other player, on whatever it is. And another means the person's coolly bottled to whatever it is. And that's all I am. I'm coolly shliach. The way a person would feel when they're running and doing extraordinary things to save a child of their Zachman son. He's not thinking of anything. Okay, it's very nice. Yeah.
The moral that Kavalei Paragiyus means.
Yeah.
The hakar of the Adam bets and that this is it. So then, how would he understand the Maidar Rabbalai Raiso? There's nothing higher than that, Mitzad Adam, that everything clicks and this is me and this is who I am and there can't be anything else. So, Adarabo, it shouldn't be a Maidar Rabbo.
In other words, what is over there the excuse? If this is. So, I would say it's a combination of both. If a person is. If something is kafu on somebody else, I can say, I don't want it. I can say, okay, the price is, like Rahman, it's like some people who are very ill, they say, I don't want to live anymore. So I have to doesn't mean anything because I don't want to. It's only when a person wants, then the achrayas that falls on him is his. He can't dray out of it. But what he wants has to be something which, it's like the martial a person joins the army, be it not foot. By the nature of it, what you're being misnadiv to is to become mitzvah. An army doesn't function by who would like to do this or that or the other thing. But getting into the army, it's much healthier when it comes beratzen. So you get into it beratzen. If somebody is forced into an army, shanghaied and forced into an army, he'll always use that as an excuse to get out. He'll say, what do you mean court-martialing me? I'm not criminal. You forced me to be here. But if you signed into it, then court-martialing means something because you signed in to become this type of person, become a mitzvah. We signed in to be a Klal Yisrael who accepts Torah for what it is. At the darga of being a member of Klal Yisrael, Torah is a chreach. Goyim, the other umas didn't accept it. So they're not, for who they are and what they are, they're not muchrach to have Torah.
Yeah, but that's good. That's good for the Shaila. The Gemara says they needed the Hadar Kibluah by Purim.
Correct. I don't know this.
The way Tosfos Mazir said, there was Episach Hisaron by Teresh Valpeh.
Right.
There was something lacking, but Lefi the Maharal Lachar was Mushlam, because Nasav and Ishmael was the Kabbal Mitzav Kol Yisrael.
Correct.
And the Kabbal Mitzav Kol Yisrael was the Hecher Estakara.
I don't. It's a point needs more thought. Good point. Okay, very good. You're fired.